Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
For Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Clefsta, and Diamond Cone Trenches is the show. We have the usual suspects and another. Go. We'll start from the right, like usual. Go ahead.
Patty Mount, you guys know me.
You got Fuego.
Yo, Alan right here. Brand new.
Who? El Tito.
Gonna be here, El Tito.
That's my name. Ignore the first name.
And the other right here, Papi Chulo. Let's go.
And we're having a splendid day. Is this El Tito's first time here?
It is, indeed.
So I'll be asking you questions throughout the show, just to see your reaction to the first time you've seen.
Sounds good.
Welcome.
And let's see, off the bat, let's see how many people are watching. Because, this is El Tito's first time.
How many people are watching this radio show?
Watching? Zero. But we got 8 listeners.
Zero!
We're going to have a good time, everybody. We're just going to go straight to some music again. And it will be the bass god, so if you don't get down with Lil B, you can't get down with me. That's what I always say.
Captain, welcome to Bass World. We see you have a lot of new people with you. Now, I haven't seen you in a while, but I want to tell you that everything is okay and it will be great. I know a couple people that have bitches. like I said, but this is all about Lil B today, and we're gonna go and take a tour of this bass place. You know, some call it Bass World. I'll be your host, Captain 66.
Put on my back. I'm Lex Luger, diamonds and magazines. Yeah, it's a party. Nobody's coming except me and the shooter. It's a guard at the gate. I'm trying to meet the ruler. Call me Lex Luger. 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 I'm a monster too. I like monsters too. Mossberg, awkward with the large proof. With the large proof. I'm off the shoot. I'm off the truth. Then I'm off the roof. I'm the truth. I'm not a lie. You gotta sacrifice. I'm a master teacher. Coming from the corner with the bastards teacher. Drugs on the corner. Please bring the corners. My whole lifetime I was just seeing quarters. Never had a job, I was just seeing orders. Do you wanna buy? I was just serving on ya. Smack you with the Glock, then I need you to relax. Trust me with the Mac, I got love for the pack. Niggas still at the bar tracks with the mini max. Time will tell, or maybe that I'm lying. Time to free my niggas, man, the sweat I got, I'm fine. They call me Lex Luger. 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 Call me Lex Luger.
Hi, everybody. This is the Bass Podcast. It's not the Bass Podcast, but this is Clefsta, and we are here to. What is that noise?
That's so disgusting.
It's one of the chairs, I think.
What? Which chair is that, bro?
It could be anything. I'm not sure.
No, yeah. It was definitely a chair.
It was definitely Jesse's.
Move Jesse.
Wait, rock back and forth.
We're all gonna take turns rocking back and forth.
All right. Okay, let's go down. Let's go down the line.
All right. So that was Patty Mel.
Patty Mel. All right.
Mine's nothing.
All right. So Fueg's not putting the work right now. That's. Why are we doing this? And then Papi Chulo.
Hey.
So we have found the culprit of who was cranking back and forth. That was definitely Papi Chulo.
I was definitely suspicious of him to begin with.
You know, I was suspicious when he said, "I'm gonna do this during the hour when we're playing songs and no one saw." But but maybe you're onto something. Maybe you were suspicious just because
melted
it was him.
And doubted.
Wait.
Yeah.
So you're saying I did it?
No. Yeah.
Jesse called it out. Oh no, you called it out.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Never mind. Why would he call it?
I'm tripping.
He's definitely tripping. But anyway, what time of the year is it? It's July, right? It's been an awful weekend because of the heat.
It's so hot.
But we do have one thing. We all played the lovely game of basketball in this terrible weather earlier today.
Oh yeah.
I got to be honest.
It was fun.
Could you call it basketball?
That first 10 minutes, definitely not. Of the game or what? What 10?
Right.
It was barely basketball.
What'd y'all do?
What were you guys doing? Well, 10 minutes before we got there or were we there?
No, the first 10 minutes of it. Like, our shooting our free throws.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. All right, yeah. Let me give some. Let's backtrack.
Oh, my God.
So, typically, so some of these guys didn't play basketball that much in the past. I haven't played a lot. But besides, it doesn't matter. We're just playing for fun. But we have to shoot free throws to begin. And typically, I mean, we'll miss a couple, but it won't take more than like 2 minutes total, like to choose a team based on free throws. And that's usually with four people. Now, the problem was today we had six. And I didn't think that would become such an issue because three of them, will not, without naming names, could not make a shot to save their life. It seemed like it was actually, it became funny. No, not sunny. Sad. Oh. I thought it became comical. It's like, wow. It's like, but you guys are so close every time, but nothing is falling.
It was sad, and then it
sometimes it was
funny.
The exact same shot every time.
Basically,
now for me, it never like was funk. Sad. I think it was funny, but then like I think like the last two shots before people started making them, I was getting frustrated. Like, this is taking way too long. We gotta move the show in the room.
Yeah, it
happens. It happens. It definitely
like
happens.
Like
it does be like that. But we played, and I would not recommend playing in like 97 or whatever degree weather we're playing it today. That was bad.
Real
I recommend doing That's it.
You recommend doing
yes.
it?
I mean, you're sure.
All right, give your points then. What's the pros and cons? Or I guess the pros.
It builds character.
All right.
Okay. Actually, fair. Agree. Very fair.
It's like taking a shower, but outside.
Yes.
In your own sweat.
Yes.
Yes.
It builds
it's
character.
The exact same thing.
Wait, what's the exact same thing?
Yeah.
It is?
It's like a shower.
It's a
like getting drenched in your sweat is the exact same thing as showering.
All right. I guess since we're building characters, we're going to put the building character
All right.
theme song in the background, right? There's, I don't know. Did everybody have a Wii?
I like what you did there.
That was my first.
That makes sense, right?
System.
Yeah, you played Wii.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you play Wii, Puppy
Chulo?
I did. Did we all play Wii? Just
Great
who
time.
Has it? Who did not play Wii?
Yeah, I'm not
I
had it.
Owned a Wii.
Huh?
I didn't really have anybody that owned a Wii, so my Wii experiences were few and far between.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
The Wii was one of a kind. There will never be anything like that.
I definitely did play, and I have good memories playing the Wii. But I never put in like hours. I was more into like PlayStation.
The Wii had right. great Nintendo fan service because of like you could buy like old like retro games on the emulator, and yeah. there's like an endless supply essentially. Like that's the first time they did it, and they didn't care. But aside from that, there's so much content. There's so much garbage and filler out of all the games they made for the Wii. That you just felt great because your mom would, you know, or I don't know about your moms, but we're like, oh yeah, let's go. I'm like, oh, I want a game, mom. And she never really liked me playing video games. Maybe other parents, I know other parents like playing video. My parents never played, so. But I remember we just buy like really bad, like, or we just buy cheap games because like they didn't care. Or like I would save up, and the most I could save up was like $20 based on my allowance of like 2009 when I was like a little kid. And I would pay $20 to play like Sonic Rings, and that was an awful game. It was so glitchy. It was one of those not fun Sonic like 3D fast like the ones you just run forward forever. But it was those few games in between that were so just polished and great that made you want to go through the clutter again.
The hidden gems.
There's so many of those because it's like the Switch now. There's way too many games.
Yeah.
But the Switch is mainly indie games. It was just poorly just like. Licensed games, because like you know, like there wasn't really indie games like back
You're
then.
Giving them to everyone.
they gave licensed little. It was awful.
It's like Netflix with their shows.
Oh,
no.
That's a tough blow.
That's
actually
that's
a tough
bold.
Blow.
I mean, are you gonna refute it?
I won't say anything because I don't watch enough Netflix. I don't use Netflix like
I
that
actually
much.
Don't either.
I use Hulu mainly.
I think that's more or less their business model. All their Netflix originals are licensed out to.
There's so many, but some of them will be okay. Like people like them.
You didn't watch that one South Park episode?
I did, but I mean, I got the joke, but I don't. I mean, I haven't experienced it because I don't go on Netflix.
I mean, if you're ever on Netflix and if you're just like scrolling through the catalog, you'll see their crappy shows being pushed.
Well,
more so than like every other thing. They
so, have. So if we're honest though, out
point.
Of all the streaming services that exist, which one has good shows aside from Netflix?
None.
Right.
But,
so,
but the thing is, they license out to so many different like agencies that they have really good shows and they also have really bad shows.
Oh.
And there's no real like in between. That's
so how come.
Up, like, a core
how come the other streaming services don't take advantage of that? Let's say like Hulu, for example, or like Amazon Prime. Oh, I guess Amazon Prime.
Hulu?
I know they won the Emmy once, but that show already got canceled.
I don't know.
Because I've seen the Hulu shows. I saw one because I like cartoons. It was awful. It was like a superhero one. I watched like the first 10 minutes and I wanted to off myself literally right there when I was watching it. It was awful.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, and I will never... And now it's in still like on my keep watching list and I can't... I don't know how to take it off. So I... Because Hulu has terrible UI. Fix the UI, Hulu.
Honestly.
Because Netflix has the best UI by far.
It's so good.
I like
Prime,
your UI,
Prime has Hulu. Awful, but... It works nice with the Fire Stick. Only because it's, you know, like Amazon hardware.
Okay.
But aside from that, Prime is awful. Also on like the PC and everything.
Yeah.
Netflix is by far the best. It makes the most intuitive sense. Hulu.
Hulu's terrible.
Hulu's not terrible. I think it's a good middle ground between Prime and Netflix, but it pisses me off because I use it so often. So
I know, you look so passionate right
I am
now.
Very passionate about this.
I agree. I feel like I don't use it as often as you, but I use it often enough to be annoyed by it.
The UI? Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's extremely annoying, and I don't know.
I never know what I'm doing.
You never know what you're doing when you're scrolling through the menu.
You
can't even tell where the cursor is, right?
Where the cursor is.
I don't think it's that bad.
I also like it. I'm on team Hulu UI.
I mean, you can get used to it, right? I've gotten used to it, but let's say if I'm not like paying attention as much, I'm going to click on the wrong thing for sure.
Because
the cursor is not the
Wags
most...
Wags Gaines. Shout out to Wags Gaines.
I'm just leaning back.
Yeah.
Shout out. All you have to do.
I'm gonna name them right now. Shouts out to Public Enemy Number One and the Weapon of Mass Destruction. There you go. Those two right there.
Tickets
to the gun show. That's right. You got a couple AR-15s on them. Now everybody, we're gonna go back to some music. So, Patty Melt, can you tell me the artist you chose?
The one and only Underground King.
Underground.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula, maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part. Play your part.
My bitch a choose it lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Solo time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl.
Girl.
I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker.
Stalker.
Walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable.
Fable.
We rockin' Russian sable. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with some $1,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, pimp CBU with B. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
eeny, meeny decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she don't.
Ass, Paul McCartney. The lawyers couldn't stop this. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20K a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting drunk, cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy up. Better choose the right one or pick the kitties up.
Back to the show. We are here with No Flow. And the beat is panning out. That's right. What second picture? What were
you say about it? Maybe. It has to go or is good?
It has to go.
All right. We'll talk about that later.
All right, everybody. We got our background music for the right now. So, Patty Melt has chosen a video game, an official soundtrack to play in the background. You guys have to guess what the game is. While we talk, I mean, we're just gonna be talking. Just keep it. And if you haven't, just like chime in, you know. But anyway.
This is also open to the Ocarina of
Time.
Text any of us.
If you're listening to the show and you guys
Ocarina of Time.
Oh. Wait, how'd you know that so quickly?
I just felt it after hearing the second
horn?
Verse.
I said it.
The second verse? There's no verse.
I put on my headphones for 2 seconds.
Wait, sorry.
And you
it's a recognizable song.
It is.
This?
Yeah.
I've never played the game, I don't know.
It's just fighting one of the bosses.
Yeah. This is the fighting the bosses
this
thing?
This is the boss battle. Yeah.
I just chose like 11 minutes in, bro. I was hoping it would be random. I mean, it was random, I guess, yeah. But... Oh, okay, so don't guess, everybody back home.
It was just a really tough
30. Because obviously these people are Zelda nerds and they already guessed already.
Yeah. I had no idea. Triforce!
You're making a triangle. You're making a triangle with your hands together.
It's only one.
Y'all are nerding out right now. I love this. El Tito, what do you see in the room? Can you describe it for anybody? Because many people who listen to the show don't come
to
you.
I had no idea this room looked like this, to be
honest. So
no idea.
I try to explain it to the best of you. Like, if you... So, you probably heard other people describe it or not on the show. What would you like to know? Like, if you were like weren't here and like you were like someone was describing it to you.
There are paintings on these walls, and they are very, very cool.
They're also on the ceilings.
Oh, I have a hat on, so I didn't even notice.
Yeah. So the walls have paintings, but I guess the ceiling tiles are more like random hand-drawn pen stuff. Like, yeah.
There's holes and stuff. There's drawings.
It's probably not safe because they probably took them down. They're probably loose.
It's probably some of his best.
I mean, they're always loose. Yeah. Like,
I know, but I feel like since people moved them up and down, like, that one was probably not made in one sitting. That one's cracked. What?
Yeah.
And it's right next to a light, actually. That's... Dude. Anyway, so what else do you see?
There's a lot of bookshelves and a lot of... Not bookshelves, I'm sorry. That's probably, record players, right? All of these?
These are record sleeves that are all over the... Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, and there's CDs? A lot. There's a lot more in the hallway, so...
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot. I've never used them. There's like the turntables are right here.
Is anyone allowed to add to the art or make their own?
I cannot answer that question.
That is a good question.
I do not possess that information. Actually.
That is considered vandalism.
We'll continue on because I want to be fair to you guys. I actually don't know the answer to this.
All right.
Shouts out to my pre-calc teacher who said, if you don't get caught, it's not illegal.
Shouts out.
I agree.
Shouts
out to
pre-calc.
Papi Chulo's pre-calc teacher, I guess. What is that, junior year or sophomore year?
Sophomore year.
I had a bad education system.
He said fifth grade.
Wait, he had pre-calc in fifth grade.
he had it senior year.
He had a senior year? And my sis did too. She had pre-calc senior year.
Texas education system.
Texas is Nevada.
It's pretty bad.
Nevada's like last, I think, at this point.
U.S. State.
DC was bad.
School. I know California's not as bad anymore, but we're no longer in California, so it doesn't help us, right, Flakes?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what the rankings. Anyway, I'm gonna play the ad for the hour. Might as well, since I'm like just blanking out right now. So enough of this like ocarina stuff in the back, and we're gonna play. This is actually, like, to explain to El Tito, this is I play the same. Okay.
Pop quiz: which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Alright, did you catch that, El Tito?
Sorry, what's that?
Did you catch that, what they were saying?
Yes.
All right, so what are your, first reactions, I guess?
Peek into the mic.
I thought I agreed with it. Yeah, that's definitely true, yeah.
I'm always struck back that they argue, like, which one's worse, right, alcohol or cannabis? But then they say build schoolsnotprisons.org as a website. Like, why is that?
Yeah, the website name was, I was thinking about it, why is that the
yeah,
name?
Yeah, it always strikes me. Like, why is that connected at all with, I understand maybe there is like a connection to the argument, but they didn't make a connection to the argument
at all. I think that's just too short for them to get all the information.
I mean, the other ads are longer. They could have just put more time.
Have we ever gone to that website?
No, I refuse to. They're just my sponsor. I don't,
what's
like,
the website?
Negotiate.
Do they
build schoolsnotprisons.org, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's a fun. The reason I choose it is because it's the shortest. Because I get to choose the ad, and I've only played that one ever. Yeah. So it's like my sponsor now. It's just a commercial, but it's my sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
The one, if you guys, do you guys remember Periwinkle Sprinkle? Twigs knows.
I do. Sprinkles.
Yeah, Sprinkles. Right. I don't want to say his name in the air, but he used to play
concert.
No, he used to. Yeah, he was a concert. He used to play this one about heroin. It was hilarious. It would scare you to not do heroin. It was actually kind of scary. I don't remember which one it was, and I don't want to play it right now, but I thought it was the most hilarious thing.
Can we just start playing random ads?
No, please.
Ad sesh.
Ad sesh? Not
tonight. Commercial break.
Capitalist.
They only pay. Well, you know what? We'll do a different one tomorrow, then. But like, I'm only allowed to play one for the hour. All
right.
Because then they take money, technically, right? Because they have free advertisement. And sure. As we know, all know, Fuegs is okay with ads as long as it's regulated.
That's not true. That is not true. I know him so well, that is false.
All right, tell me then, what is it?
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that, though.
What do you agree? What's your thoughts?
I feel like it's hard to regulate ads. And then, how do you regulate them?
There's already regulations in place.
Yeah, but the regulations in place allow for a lot of, like, invasions of privacy and
ads?
Yeah.
There should be more regulations, though.
You see ads because your information is sold.
And to the ad companies, right?
Yeah, and then they show you that.
What do you think about medical ads? Like, ads for, like,
Those are just annoying.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you know that, like, no other country in the world has as many ads as, like...
Yeah, because every other country has healthcare.
There's no privatized, like, pharmacy.
Hey! He's single, ladies!
With that
one... Healthcare in America!
We're gonna get back to some music. And we're gonna... It's Chief Keef's on it.
I can hold my liver. This man can't handle me. Dark and lonely now. On Chicago, south of town. I'm on the Indiana. I heard it in the radio now.
I can't handle no liquor. But these bitches can't handle me. I can't control my niggas. And my niggas, they can't control me. You say you know me, my nigga. But you really just know the homie.
bitch, I'm back out my coma. Waking up on your sofa when I park my Range Rover. Slightly scratch your Corolla. Okay, I smash your Corolla. I'm hanging on a hangover. 5 years we been over. Ask me why I came over. One more hit and I can own ya. One more fuck and I can own ya. One cold night in October. Pussy had me floating. Feel like Deepak Chopra. Pussy had me dead. Might call Tupac over. Yeezy's all on your sofa. These the red Octobers. Still ain't learn me no manners. You love me when I ain't sober. You love me when I'm hungover. Even when I blow Doja. Then an auntie came over. Skinny bitch with no shoulders. Telling you that I'm bogus. Bitch, you don't even know us. Baby girl, he's a loner. Baby girl, he's a loner. Late night organ donor. After daddy disown ya. After that, it's just hopeless. Soulmates become soulless. When it's over, it's over. And bitch, I'm back out my coma.
But these bitches can't handle me. I can't control my niggas. And my niggas, they can't control me. You say you know me, my nigga. But you really just know the homie.
There's no other words, I think.
I was enjoying the chord progression.
But we are in this for the guitar solo, right?
Yep. I was here for the chord progression.
Hey.
Are there even chords playing in the back?
Right now, I don't think so.
No, there's no... Well, no, I guess the beeping noises are changing to chords, but... whatever. But anyway, we are back, and we have a new game playing in the background.
That up.
You won't guess this one.
Animal Crossing.
That is, you're not even close. It's not even the same realm of games at all. I've never played this game. I don't even know how it sounds like.
I played a lot of this game. It was a good game.
So I would never know.
Yeah.
I would never know what this was.
What era?
What?
What era was this game?
Are we allowed to? You get to give the hints, not me.
No hints. All right.
No. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, hints.
No hints.
Wow, you're not going to get it.
I will get... Let time pass for a little bit, and then I'll say...
Yeah.
Anyways, I hope everyone is having a good night tonight. Maybe we should practice our radio voices.
Yes.
See
practice
who has the best one.
Could be a little good competition. Good morning, America.
Yeah.
Wait, have you seen that movie with Robin Williams? The one where he's a radio host in Vietnam? No. Good morning, Vietnam! He just yells it every morning, bro.
Good morning. Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it. I've never. I mean, I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen the whole movie. But that's like a famous Robin Williams, like, role he's played.
Hello.
He just screams, "Good morning, Vietnam!" every How's morning on the radio in Vietnam, for like during the Vietnam War.
Damn.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Rob.
Everyone died.
Rob Will, bro. R. Will, bro.
Rest in peace.
And rest in peace to D. Will, because we'll never see him again.
Yes.
D. Rose, D. Rose. Rest
in peace. No, not D. Rose, bro. D. Will.
D. Who?
Do you not know who D. Will is?
I don't.
Who is D. Will?
Oh, Daryl?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Rest in peace.
Me, Nani, and Papa B went to a gem consortium thing for, like, because we were trying to go to grad school or whatever, and we go to those things, and it's through LSM. And D. Will takes us, and he's like, the reason he's there, I mean, he's usually our chaperone, or not, or if it was like Kristen, right?
Yeah.
But like, D. Will goes this time, but it's because he has to talk, right? So he has to talk for a little bit. And when he goes up, it's just me, Nani, and Papa B going, D. Will, D. Will. Yeah. Just three of us out of like the 200 there. And he's like, thanks, guys. It was hilarious. Everyone was just looking at us like, who are these guys? We did not care. We were just playing around.
You weren't going to see him one over again.
And it was the first time. It's because that day, I forgot who said D. Will in the morning. Like, hey, yo, D. Will, how's it going? And he's like, what? He had no idea. Because no one, that's why Flakes had no idea who I was talking about. Because no one called him that aside from that day. And they were like, whenever we saw him from far away, like we were done with we had like a, it's like job fairs, like college fairs right after. And we see D. Will from like afar.
D. Will.
And then like Papa was like, D. Will? Like just across the room. He used to crack me up, bro. I miss D. Will. I haven't seen him in how long, bro. He's in Philly, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's like doing something for a science museum. I don't know. That guy has like a PhD in like chemical engineering. So.
Something like that.
Smart guy.
Everybody here is like really smart.
I mean, he's not here anymore.
Well, they weren't.
So is he still smart?
Oh, that means you're here and you're really smart. Good
hey,
one.
Hey,
good
hey,
one, bro. Hey, that's right. Hey, it's
Patty Mel.
Shouts out to Patty Mel and his smartness.
Shouts out Whataburger.
Shouts out Whataburger.
They recently got bought by a Chicago firm, investment firm, so it's kind of weird.
Butter?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's no longer like a Texas staple, I guess.
But is it gonna spread? I mean, it was in Arizona everywhere when I was in Arizona, bro.
That's why the acquisition.
Do they have it in Nevada?
Like nationwide.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well they have a lot of it in Arizona, bro.
Really?
And New Mexico too.
They're all along the south.
Really? Also, yeah.
They're in Louisiana.
I mean, that makes sense.
They're in Alabama.
Alabama? Wow.
Mississippi.
Does it go all the way to Georgia or no?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Oklahoma.
They're definitely in Oklahoma.
Definitely. Yeah, I would be surprised if it's not in Oklahoma. Yeah, for sure. When I was in Las Cruces, which is right next to El Paso, that was the first one I went.
Yeah, in Texas.
Everywhere.
What a burger.
What up? Anyway, we're going to go on. Who chose? Oh, I'm trying to remember. It was no. I got it. It's Papi Chulo's song. Papi Chulo. What's the artist he chose?
Papi.
Kendrick's in it.
Wait.
Kendrick is in it.
He is okay, but yeah, you confused me because I knew he chose the Kendrick song. He was trying to get me. All right, I got it. Okay, yeah. So this is a Lil Wayne song.
I got a story to tell. You know that I cherish these. Hope it ain't too many feelings involved. I see niggas in this bitch stuntin', poppin' bottles, getting drunk with these bitches, and when they leave, they get followed. Fall asleep with that bitch and really don't know much about her. Then she let us in, we take all of your shit, and when you wake up, she help you try to find it. I love her. I be with bitches, that be with bitches, that be with niggas with riches. I tell her, get him. She say, I got you. I say, no, bitch, I say, get him. And they so pretty, and they hell lengthy. He hit it and sleep on her titties. And she give us the worry, come through with AKs. It's a stick up, she scream like a victim, like you. Feeling so silly, I smoke color purple. I'm up in here feeling like silly. Ooh, nappy ass dress, what's that you say? Watch your mouth, Millie Vanilli. Ooh, you can get snakes, you can get faced. Out by the bitch that you feeling, cause you thought she was an angel. That bitch ain't no angel. I treat her halo like a frisbee, and you tell her your business, she tell me your business. You tell that bitch what you feeling. All of the beans you be spilling to you, she lied through her tea cavities feeling. She know where you had it, tell me where it's hidden. She know when you gone, tell me when to visit. We breaking your home and take the specifics. And meanwhile, the bitch is on vacation with him, so she don't get blamed. We don't snatch chains, we find out addresses, and we don't leave messes. You'll only know that it's gone when you check it. Then your first thought is to start second guessing. missing. She say what's wrong, he say nothing, keep resting. She say what's missing, how you know something missing. He scratched his head, she say get back in bed. And she gave him some head, boy you can't trust them bitches. And then she say, ooh, I see niggas in this bitch stunting, popping bottles, getting drunk with these bitches. And when they leave, they get followed. I be with bitches that know the bitches, that's what the niggas we following. Get them on the line, stay two cars behind, and tell them hoes don't be so obvious. Mona Lisa, long hair don't care, she handle the business and don't ever tell. She bite the bullet and cough up the shell. She tell him, ooh daddy, let's go to your place. And if he say yeah, then we meet him there. She feed him lies with his silverware. She don't want love, she just want a share. I know a bitch named Liz. This nigga think she his, cause she tell him that it is. So he tell her all his secrets, he tell her all his fears. And then she tell me, and I be y'all ears. Then I go and tell my people, and they already know him. And then I call Liz, and she say he coming over. I said, good girl, just remember what I told you. She gave me the salute, I said, girl, you're a soldier. We waiting outside, watching. Pull up, walk up to the door, and right before he knocked, she opened the door naked, she left it unlocked. They started French kissing so he didn't see moi. Then she let him in, they stopped on the couch. Music up loud with his head in the clouds. Turning shit down and I scared a piss out him. Piss a nigga off, put the gun to his frown. Nigga turn around, I ain't hit a fuck around. I ain't hit a fuck around, caught you with your pants down. You know what it is, put your fucking hands up. Liz, that's enough, you can put your hands down. Then he looked dead at her and he shook his head at her. She a good actress and you a dead actor. You'll be dead after we get what we after. If Liz call you daddy, she about to be a bastard. Oh, I got way too many bitches that do anything for me, nigga. But thank for me, nigga. Send her to you like she ain't for me, nigga. I hope you alone like bankruptcy, nigga. She pour you a drink, that drink on me, nigga. She slipped something in and I bang for me, nigga. Mona Lisa, I done painted the picture. Mona Lisa out the frame on these niggas. Pussy got you out of character, nigga. You fall for these hoes up your ladder, my nigga. Take everything that you have to. You don't even have an opinion. We have your attention and now you looking on a barrel, though, nigga. Now she looking for her pantyhose, nigga. We just looking for the casserole, nigga. But she gon' show us where you stash it, though, nigga. Mona.
Ah. Every day she wake up with a different color makeup and a promise he could take her to the movie in the mall. Chillin' with the liquor on the floor, fourth quarter, for a minute on the clock, black mama with the bow. Paparazzi looking at them both, popping up and take a picture, probably on the internet blog. In a minute, he gon' be admitting that he love her on his mother, man, he wanna meet her mother by tomorrow.
Mona Lisa.
Pussy good enough, it got him sinning in the walls. And he digging in it like he living in it. Make a new religion with him and a nigga about to go against God.
Portrait in a bad tree, sweet tone like a hummingbird. When she asked him, did he wanna make love in a yellow taxi? Never gave too fuck, jumped in the backseat. Woke up in the morning to the Great Gatsby. Then he dogged it again like the bitch Lassie. I'm a dog in the wind, I'm a pit laughing. I'ma call up again like I did last week. Make good with a friend and I'm all jazzy. Britney with a twin and a girl Ashley. Found out that I fucked, he was unhappy.
Bitch, I never let the bullshit get past me. Better yet, I wanna break up. Don't you ask me, but no motherfucking double standard acting. Fucking on another nigga, that's a negative alone. But you suck this dick, that's just nasty. Matter of fact, bitch, give me your phone.
No.
You fucking with Wayne?
No.
Bitch, give me your phone.
No, let me take this call real quick.
Ew, you fucking ringtone, is that the shit that you do? Touching yourself, looking at Kendrick videos up on the internet, watching his interviews. I don't know what the fuck lately got into you. Tell me who love you, I bet I love harder. Forgot all the shit that I did for your daughter. The pampers, the PDA light, and my mama daycare at the school. And she locks never did charge you. You scandalous as fuck, and I hope you blow up. You know what, I get buck. Let me go get my gun. I got one in the chamber, I'm planning no aiming. God damn it, you know that the damage is done. Bitch, I'm emotional cause I'm in stress. I'm not supposed to go through this, I guess. So in conclusion, since you like rappers that's killing that pussy, I'm killing
she
myself
said, ooh. Daddy, ooh, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
Fakes, go.
That was it.
I got nothing. Look at my boy Jesse.
Hey, I got a DJ name.
All right, okay. Go continue, Fakes.
Keep going, come on, Fakes. Yeah, let's go.
I can't rap.
I love the confidence he's using.
It's always a good start.
All right, we're just going to go back to some music because I want to play everybody's song. So, what was the artist you chose, El Tito? Just artist.
It is Kendrick.
It is a song with Kendrick indeed.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we go. Be alright,
nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. right.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright,
right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. Ain't a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico.
Luxa.
I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I see cool. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po. Wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow. But we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
Nights in my prayers.
I remember you was conflicted.
Conflicted.
Misusing your influence.
Misusing
sometimes
your influence.
I did the same. Sometimes I did the same.
Abusing my power full of resentment.
He's rapping to the fable.
Turned into a deep depression.
Dang, that was kind of a nice segue, actually. I like that.
Scary.
It did sound kind of scary, actually.
Because anyway, I got depression.
Goosebumps.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I got
that's a different song. No one chose that song, sadly. It's a good, that's a funny song.
Next time.
I'll dip my balls in Thousand Island dressing because I got depression. Yeah, it's a classic one. I stole from my mom and bought an old Chevy because I got depression. That's a classic line. But anyway, we are here, and no one's guessed the game. This is the last time you get to guess, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah. All right, Xbox.
He's giving random. Which Xbox?
Which Xbox?
360. This is the sequel of the first game. There's the third.
There's also a mobile game, isn't there? No, I'm tripping.
I don't even know, actually.
I'm tripping. No, it's a
what
different
genre?
Game.
Adventure.
It is adventure. That's all I know.
Anybody? Xbox 360.
It's a series. It's like a franchise, obviously. There's been sequels.
Is it Halo?
No.
I mean, it's adventure. I guess Halo's like more like...
It's not a shooter.
Minecraft?
Nope.
You've played Minecraft. You know how it sounds like...
Is it Xbox only?
I think so, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the series is Microsoft owned. Or if not, a partnership with Microsoft.
Yeah.
This whole movie's trying to read the screen.
Papi's going to drop some bars.
You had no idea.
No, maybe? Never even played this game.
No.
Neither have I. I didn't play Xbox.
So
you were the first person I knew that admitted to playing this game ever. So.
I have no idea what the game is even about.
All right, well, just say it. Just at this point, no one's going to guess it.
Fable 2.
Fable 2.
Yeah, shut up. You didn't know anything.
There's no points marked off if you guess wrong. Why didn't you guess wrong then? Just guess.
I feel like he didn't know.
Yeah, he definitely didn't know.
Just a suspicion.
I didn't trust the guy earlier. So I'm not going to trust him now, right, guys?
That hurts.
It's like is the boy that cried wolf.
So is it like fantasy? Why is it like a lot of like Gregorian, like people like a choir? Why is there a lot of choirs and stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot of fantasy, a lot of like religion and like temples and magic.
Are there spells?
Spells and swords and stuff. Adventure. You just explore out there. You kill some bad guys.
Well, who's the main
there's
character?
There's like werewolves and vampires. And there's what?
Who do you play as?
Your character is just...
You make your own?
Nothing special. Yeah, it's just some person.
Oh. What's like the default name? Is there like, you know, like some games have the default character name?
Nope, I forgot.
Yep. Why am I asking this guy? He lives day by day. I totally forgot. Anyway, now is Fueg's song. So Fueg, can you tell us what is the artist?
Nas.
Almost sound like he said nah.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's up? Let's keep it real, son. Count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, put the grass over there in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Because we're spending these Jacksons. The Washingtons go to wife, you know how that goes.
I'm saying that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, the person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition, keeping the sweat of wrestling street ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insight that got us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leaving, thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of dough. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now refreshing. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain. Simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels, and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
The host with the cutest face from coast to coast. That's right, everybody.
The best is dude. The best is
dude. Dude.
Pichula.
All right, let's do our sign-offs, everybody. It's been a fun hour. But obviously we gotta say our goodbyes because I have to do it within 5 minutes of the ending. So once you guys get off, then I can say we play the last song. So.
Yep. This is Patty Melt. I love Houston. I love being alive.
Yes.
Go Houston.
All right, cool.
Astros.
There you go.
Westbrook.
Astro. Good night, everyone. This is Fuego from San Diego, signing off.
San Fuego.
And this is El Tito right here. My first time here. Had a lot of fun. Definitely going to come back again.
For sure.
Have a good night, everybody.
That is good to hear.
And then
we got Pop.
Good night, everybody. It's Papi Chulo. And remember, invest in yourself.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Invest in yourself.
Always.
And of course, this is Clefsta. I hope you guys had a good night. Where this music is very calming, actually. Like in the background while I speak, I feel enchanted. But it's getting a little more aggressive now. I don't know what to do with these drums.
We have to get aggressive with the music.
So what do I do? Just like strangle somebody, or
get a little bit of rustling.
Rough them up a little bit.
This is Clefsta, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Reform Radio. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's Reform. This is your host, the cutest one from coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody had a good night. This last song is something it's my choice. I like this stuff. If you're tuning in, you're gonna just have to listen to it. I'm sorry.
Griselda. We would've smoked at it. We would've smoked at it.
Back, nigga. Yeah. I said, Wes, call me when you want the dirty work done. Yeah.
Feel it, I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go. Look.
Yeah. I got a large bag of clips, hard hats and sticks. My squad tagging shit, y'all catch attempts. Leave the house, have some sense, nigga. Grab a blick, my little homie left without it, and they ain't get the dap him since. My slime think I'm homie, so he call me bloody. It's a blessing when your plug let you short him 20. On parole, I was going all in with 10. These funny hustlers out here owing more than they spend. She fuck with you, you buy a Chanel watch. She fly up with 12 blocks, I buy her a nail shop. I listen to the lies and they lines that they tell shock. 6 months before I signed, had a pie in the mailbox.
Nigga, y'all playing.
I heard they sick about me rapping about the drugs I stretch. I'ma write a whole album about the plugs I met. My dog came home, we told him welcome back. First day out, bought a 40 and a Griselda tat. I don't got no new friends, that's how you get loose ends. I need that Benz truck, yeah, the great white with two fins. Major deal for what? That's gonna cost some 2 M's. Truth is, I'ma clear $500,000 before New Year's.
Let's get money.
These little niggas satisfied with bape outfits. I need a Rafe out it, big shit, lake houses. I'm talking condos just for safe houses, Space Mountain. I'm trying to see so much bread, I gotta take counseling. Y'all like these rappers, but I don't find it amusing. No, I don't buy the movement, so I don't buy the music. I wrote Get Rich manuals where I provide the blueprint. And with pride, I preach this new shit, just like I'm inside a pulpit. Top of the year, I came and woke these niggas up. Made they names sound different when I spoke these niggas up. I stayed hungry, just laying my hustle down. Ain't no fucking around with Benny and Uncle Al. In this game, you take some losses. I was straight, I ate with bosses. On my plate, they ate was flawless. We out in Vegas racing Porsches. My dogs laid in coffins. One died in a shootout. No bullets left. He got slept trying to change his cartridge. Caught my nephew with some work. I guess he called it so trapping with it. I said, just know the consequences if they catch you with it. Nah, I ain't mad you, Dylan. Hit me. I sent it at you, nigga, and show you how to ship it with bubble wrap and a vacuum sealer. The butcher coming. Y'all know the motto. Dose Sopranos had things smoking white out of Sprite soda bottles. My boss like I'm Joe Todaro. My dollar's long and my plug got a farm like the old McDonald. I'm the boss, so where they go, they follow. It's penalties for touching me. Just be careful where you throw them hollows. I sold dope like it was no tomorrow. They got me cash in my watch glass like it's made of broken bottles. The butcher coming, nigga.